Mark Sanchez, Mark at Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter, writes for KMBR.com. He's been with us all spring here in Scottsdale and joins us today. Mark, how are you?
I'm all right, Marty. I am most importantly healthy. I feel okay, and I think that's something that we should all take stock of right now. How are you?
What? I'm doing fine, I'm glad to be able to do these shows and sort of bring the life of baseball back to the, you know, to everyone in the Bay Area and wherever they're listening around the country or the world. So I'm very happy to be able to do that. As I told the audience, I didn't know this memo had come out until I read your story about it this morning. So maybe you could bring us up to date on the actual memo that MLB put out and the effect it will have on the Giants here going forward.
Sure. So the other day they put out, they told all players that they could have three options. They could either go home, they could stay with the club, or they could go to the club's home city, so to San Francisco. Pretty much all the Giants, it sounds like, on the major league side said, we'll stay. That was sort of a rallying cry. Today's memo, I think, was released in response to that and in response to lots of teams doing that, where they really want teams and players to take this seriously. There are not going to be any organized workouts. There are not going to be any unorganized workouts around the team. They don't want these players, congregating in groups. That has been the big thing, is they're trying to sort of underscore the seriousness of this and say, you guys, we probably shouldn't just be hanging out here. They've told all the non-roster players, which is all minor leaguers and guys like Yomar Sanchez, Billy Hamilton, those types, not in camp on major league contracts. They've told them to go home if they can. There are obviously caveats there where, you know, international guys or guys whose home are in places of high risk, you know, they're supposed to work with the team. But that's the big thing with the memo today, is they're trying to get through to guys saying, you know, you can't just eye roll this and keep working out as a team. They're really trying to bring the hammer down and saying, you know, we need to take social distancing seriously.
I think the Yankee minor leaguer testing positive was the impetus for this, because the Yankees had voted to stay. The Padres were going to stay. And as soon as this came down, both the Yankees and Padres said, we're getting out of town.
Right, absolutely. And I'm not sure any Giants have been tested yet. I think we'll find that out tomorrow. We haven't heard, obviously, anyone has confirmed anything like that, but that's a good example of, you know, if you don't want to be the team that stays until it's too dangerous to stay. You'd much rather get rid of this early and disband early.
I guess players can come out and, I think the issue is social distancing, that you couldn't have social distancing if you had the whole team out there and, you know, going through workouts. But I assume, you know, just for the sake of discussion, Brandon Crawford wants to take ground balls, you know, five times a week. And he comes out alone, and there's Kai Correa hitting him ground balls 5 days a week. I guess you could do that. That's not prohibited.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what actually an organized or unorganized team activity means. Yeah, the facility is still going to be open in terms of the weight room, things like that. So players can still work out. But they've even, you know, in the memo, they said that when we're ready to do organized workouts again, there's going to be discussions about, staggering starts so that all the players aren't congregated in one area of the clubhouse and things like that. So yeah, if it's something like that, a coach hitting ground balls to a shortstop, I can imagine that that's probably okay, because they're not close together. It's the group workouts and, you know, even a group of shortstops out there that they're really trying to say, you guys can't do this right now.
Are you going out there tomorrow?
I'm going to try. So they've been cleaning the building for the last couple of days, and it's still, hazmat guys are still there today. They're supposed to, the plan had been to have a meeting there tomorrow, which I tend to think they're not going to actually do, because that's a group meeting that they're not supposed to do. I probably will stop by the stadium just to see who's there, to see who's around and who's reported, and see what I can get. But whether who or anyone will be there, we're going to see.
All right. Well, Mark, I appreciate you being on. We'll follow you at KMBR.com, and you've covered spring training wonderfully the whole spring since you came down here in the beginning of February. So the story will continue. And when are you going to go back up to the Bay Area?
Good question. I've got a car here, so I can drive back whenever. If the Giants are staying open and going to be open to media from afar, I think I'll stay for a little bit. I don't like the likelihood of that, though. I tend to think that from everything I've heard, MLB does not want press around. And so I'll probably be driving back sometime next week and whenever they tell me to leave, pretty much.
All right. All right. Thank you for coming on, and good job this morning getting that story out there first. That's where I read it, and I appreciate your hard work. So drive safely, be careful, and we will talk to you next week and catch up with you. And then who knows what this week will bring. So, you know, it's a minute-by-minute situation. But let's hope it works out and this thing gets contained and that curve flattens out. And this is the way to do it. And people have to understand it. And I think baseball finally got the picture today. And so we'll see where this thing ends up. But, Mark, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Marty. And thank you for having the shows. I know your fans appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right. Have a good safe trip back. That is at Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter.